Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. Hope you are having a fantastic day. I know that we are. I tell you, it has been a very interesting morning already. We had a huge storm come in off the Gulf. We call that a squall. And it came flying in, and my Australian racer got freaked out, and she has been on the run all morning long. I've had people in town buzzing us, calling us, saying, hey, Kiki's down the road, she's here, she's there, we go looking for her, trying to find her, and she just got back home. She made it on her own, that was a good thing. Got her butt back in here, but doggone, you talk about scary when you got your favorite little dog and she goes flying off and you don't know where she's at. And holy Toledo's. But today, we are at it with Mary Christensen's book, Make Your First Million in Network Marketing. I tell you, I get stoked. Every chapter is a little bit something new. Every chapter is something that can benefit what I call just an everyday average distributor, let alone anybody that's already been in here. Because a lot of times as leaders, we just flat forget. You know, we get to cranking, things are going, we forget the basics, forget to go back and work on what has made us successful in the past, to be quite honest. So this is a way for us to look at what is it that we need to do. Today we're talking about keeping an eye on the business. Now, this is a frustration for me because many times, and I talk to distributors, even top leaders, the sad thing about this is that they just don't realize it's a business. This is what sets us apart as home-based business entrepreneurs, to be quite honest. It's what allows us to go out there and say, what are we doing? See, in the old days, and I'll tell you, just a good TV show to get. Matter of fact, it's cheap. I think $5. You can just go get an episode, you know, a whole CD of it. But I'd get Andy Griffith or what they call Mayberry USA. And you may be snickering and saying, Troy, that's, you know, first of all, most of them are in black and white. That's absolutely correct. But one of the things that you will see in that series, which I just love, is the flat fact they have door-to-door salesmen. The granddaddy of network marketing. You know, you'll see them talking about the snake oil, you know, and Aunt B buying. I mean, I love this show. I watch it. It's kind of like comfort food to me. Grew up in a small town, live in a small town, so I can relate. But here's the thing about it. They treated it as a business. And I think that's what we have to do. Sometimes we forget that it's a business. We have been so brainwashed into thinking you've got to work a 9-to-5 job. We've been so brainwashed into busyness. We've been so brainwashed into the quota, that when we get away from that, when we get away from people telling us what to do, then what happens, for the most part, is we get home and we stop working. We kind of sit around being busy. Well, Mary, in this chapter, is talking about what to do and how to do it. She starts this chapter off. This is phenomenal. Listen to this. Although office work won't directly make you more money, efficiency will make life a lot easier for you. As your business grows, being business-like will help you become more effective. It will free your valuable time, allowing you to achieve the goals that you have set. Early in your business development, prepare yourself to handle your future growth. Isolate an area, preferably a room in your house, to establish your office. Just one corner of a room is fine. Countless successful businesses have been set up and run from a kitchen table. Absolutely true. My first business that I ran, I literally ran it from the back of my car and would go out to a restaurant and meet at the restaurant. And that's where I met my people. I was literally carrying a bag phone at the time, and that was the way business was done. Today it's a little different. Today I've separated myself. I actually have a corner office, literally. Wanted to feel like the big CEO, I guess. So I've got a corner office at the very front of the house. Now, in the evening time, this is the kicker, around 5, 5:30, depending on the day. Sometimes if I'm doing a nighttime call, it can be I'll go into my back office. It's my home office. And you'll hear my baby say, you going to your other office, Daddy? Yes, that's where I'm going. Going back there. They know, they separate the two. They know that at nighttime it's okay for them to come running around and seeing what Papa and Daddy's up to, because I'm on the computer. I'm not probably talking to many people back there. But if I'm in my main office at the front of the house, they know they need to knock. They know they need to be quiet. They need to listen first before they come into the office in case I'm on a phone call or a radio show or shooting a video. This is the way we do our business. You need to do the same thing. It can be just a corner office. It's not a big deal. I know my friend Tommy Hopp has moved from a corporate office to a home office, and it's working out phenomenal for him. Now, he doesn't have kids like I do running around. He's got his grandkids sometimes coming over. But you've got to set it up. It's got to be professional. If you treat your business professionally, other people will treat you as a professional. So what's Mary say? She says, here's the essentials. You don't need everything at once. Gradually work towards assembling the essentials. Number one, your first priority is a separate bank account for your business transactions. That's a must. Matter of fact, while we're on that note, I've got another good friend of mine, Ron Mueller, who not only did he write the book, but he's got a great website. It's called Home Business Tax Savings Made Easy. Now, that's the book. The website is homebusinesstaxsavings.com. It's phenomenal. I mean, this book is just a great book. If you're doing your taxes, or you want somebody else to do your taxes, but they may not be an expert tax person when it comes to home-based business, this is a great book for them. The IRS used to have something called the 911 manual. After 9/11, they trashed it, got rid of it. Obviously, why? Second thing you need is a telephone with voicemail. Now this is something that I want to discuss. You've got two ways. You can do a remote telephone number through your phone company. All you do is tell them, hey, I need a phone number. I need it remotely call forwarded to my cell phone or wherever you want it. It's cheaper than having a hard line put in the house. If you're going to have a hard line put in the house, you don't necessarily need it in your company name. If you're a sole proprietor, you can put it in your name. But you need to make sure that it's always paid for out of your corporate account, out of the account that you're doing business out of. So remember that. All kinds of stuff. You're going to need internet connection. If you're watching videos or shooting videos, you need a high bandwidth connection. I'll tell you that right now. So that's something that you want. It's always, I think, better to use the phone company's voicemail. That way, if electricity goes out at your house, you're still reaching the voicemail. Obviously, you're going you're going to need a cell phone. Most people today literally run their business from their cell phone. If you've got a smartphone, if you can go with an unlimited plan, rock the house with that. Matter of fact, I reevaluate all of my telecommunications twice a year. We're looking at it right now coming out of the first quarter to say, do we want to go 100% mobile with the new hotspots, the Wi-Fis and all that? We are truly looking to say, maybe this is the time for us to kick this up, give it a shot. So we're going to be looking into that, see if it's worthwhile. Third thing, you've got to have some type of a day planner. Like I told you, I use both hard and technology. So you can get a day timer. Franklin Covey's the best. You can use a hard copy of that, plus you can put it into your Outlook. Outlook is set up. I color code everything. Learned that from Todd Falcone many, many years ago. The easiest way to be able to control and know where you're going, what you're doing, move this thing forward is a must. What else can we look at? Oh, demonstration products, literature. What you need is marketing material from your company. What kind of marketing collateral do they have? What is it that's there? What is it that can work for you? How can you make this thing happen? Very, very, very important as you're moving this thing to the next level. You need to have it. Now, I know there's a lot of times people say, max out the comp plan, get some extra product. Here's my philosophy on that. If you're not going to use all the product yourself anyway, don't try to max out the comp plan when you're not growing that fast. I'll piss some people off on this, but a brand new person coming into the business doesn't necessarily need to max out the compensation plan. If you're in a juice company and they say, look, for you for you to get the highest commission payout, you need to be on a $200 a month product auto ship. Unless you can know without a shadow of a doubt that you're literally bringing into the company the maximum amount of people that you need right that second to max out that comp plan to get your money on the second and third level in the fast start, don't do it. Look at what you can afford, not what some over-enthusiastic sponsor may want you to have. Now, I've got a great friend of mine, and she's constantly saying, you're just giving your opinion. You're just giving your opinion. This is my opinion. Opinion backed with 34 years of experience in this business, of seeing what works and seeing what doesn't work. And this is what you have to be able to look at. If you're going to make it in this business, what you don't want to do is what everybody else has done. And here's why I say this. If the majority of people quit, then why would you do what the majority of people have done? You need to think outside the box. You need to grow your business specifically based on what you financially can afford. And it's very important to be on the product. You personally need to be on the product. But you don't need to necessarily buy additional product that you're not going to move. See, it's really, really hard to share product at $25 a bottle. It's like a nice bottle of wine. You don't just go out and give away your bottle of wine. So the mindset is, why would I give away a 25 bottle of juice? But here's what you can do. If you're buying the product and you're using the product and you have some on hand, you can share that with people. If you start holding some tasting parties like my friend Garrett McGrath does, if all of a sudden you've got guys rocking and they're trying the product and they say, man, this is great, that now you can up your auto ship. Now, here's something that you need to know. When you're on auto ship, when it's a company that says to max out the comp plan, to even be a part of the comp plan outside of your personal sales, you need to be on auto ship, you can use that. You can use that as an expense. It might be, you know, advertising expense. It may be product development, business development, something. You can get Ron's book and read through there. But, you know, do what you can afford. That's the key right there. Okay, let's look at what else Mary says that you need. A customer filing system, simple card index. You can do that with 3x5 cards. That's pretty easy. You can also do it with your contact management if you get business contact plug-in or addition for Outlook or something else that you might use. And online CRM systems, custom relationship systems are phenomenal. We'll be talking about that in some upcoming. I've got a good friend of mine. I'm going to be beta testing his system. Got to call him today, as a matter of fact. We'll be using something like that that will make this thing fly, really kick it up a notch. I think it's going to be great. Obviously, you need office supplies, stuff like that. You know, typical little stuff, business labels, anything that you think to get your business started, get some of that. I think you need thank you letters that you can send out to people. I think that's a must there. In the old days, people used fax machines. You don't need that. You can go to freefax.com. Stuff like that will work out perfect for you. That way you can use it. It's all through the, you know, you'll get a number that you can give people, then it shows up in your email address as a PDF. I think that's a phenomenal way of doing it. Printer, probably a copy machine. I would say two computers. Eventually, you want one that's mobile that you can take with you, show the DVD presentation, stuff like that. And then you want a good desktop system where you can do your work at straight across the board, something that's really good for video so that you can watch the DVDs, do some training, stuff like that, that you're going to need. Something that I would not skimp on is a printer. You want a good laser printer, a good multicolored printer. But you want to make sure that the printer that you get is not a 3-in-1 colored printer. Here's what I mean. There's some printers that the red, the blue, and the yellow ink is all in one cartridge. Now, if you run out of red and there's still yellow and blue left, you're up a creek. So make sure that you get a printer that has four separate compartments for the cartridges. You want black, red, blue, and yellow. That's a must. That's going to save you a boatload of money on printing. Just the way to do it. Okay, and that's that's again trial by error when you do that. All right, now let's look at this. Office work is part of your job, but it should be the smallest part. Here's what I do. I'll give you an idea. Tom Chenault, great, great friend of mine, a mentor, has the Home Base Business Radio show every Saturday morning, broadcasting live. I think it's in 8 or 9 states now that they broadcast that live out of Longmont, Texas. Longmont, Colorado. here's what I do. I get up every morning to every Saturday morning to listen to his show, and I get my office work done. Go through whatever paperwork I haven't gotten completed, file what I need to file, straighten up around where I've left notes or books laying around that I use for references, clean up everything. I get all my office work is done Saturday mornings, listening, multitasking, listening to Tom's show, listening to the people that he has on there, finding out what is going on, and getting excited about my week. I'll even jot down some notes that I'm going to work on. I use post-it notes, put them on my computer screen for Monday. Just a great way to get it taken care of. Everything that you do, everything that we're talking about, and you're going to, again, find this in Ron's book or over on his website, is a tax deduction. Now, I'm a firm believer that you need to pay taxes that are owed. But I'm a firm believer you can avoid as many as you can. You cannot evade taxes, but you can use the laws that are there to help you so that you can lower your tax bill. That's the name of the game. When you look at keeping accurate and complete records, this is something else that's very, very important. If you don't have a tax system on your computer that you're using, Quicken, Money, something like that, then I suggest you go, when you're at the office supply store, and get one where you can handwrite stuff in. It's going to be taking a longer time. It's harder to do. You're going to find that if you use Quicken or Money or one of these, and you're going to put a little investment into that. But it will work great. Most banks actually will let you download all your transactions, keep it up to date, move it forward. Again, that's a little bit of the office work that has to be done. I suggest doing it on a Saturday morning, or if you're like me and you go to church on Sundays and then you relax with family time on Sunday afternoons, do it whenever there's an in-between time. If you've got kids or something, but do it when the phone's not going to be ringing and you know you're not going to be busy. You know, do that. I know Jim Gilhouse, my partner, does training calls on Sunday nights because that's when people are there. He wants to get them motivated before they go back to work on Monday. But in between that time, you can get some of this stuff done. Do it at a time when you will not be interrupted, especially on the tax side of things, guys. The last thing you want to do is end up screwing it up because you got distracted, okay? Let's look at some tax deductions, some stuff that might be beneficial here. Any books, any DVDs, any magazines you buy for business, all tax deductible. Travel expenses to and from conferences, tax deductible. Now, if you're like me where you're at a corporate position, some of that is tax deductible, some isn't. The company reimburses me the majority of my expenses, but something that I don't do, it's just an ethical thing with me, is when I take my family with me, most of the meals, now every now and then if I've just got one of my kids or something with me and we're meeting other people for dinner, I'll write that off. The company pays for that. But if we're just meeting, the family's with me or the kids are with me and it's just us and we're not really talking business with other people, I never send that into the company. I just don't think. I'm going to eat dinner no matter what. And most of the time, I'm going to be buying food. We're very conservative, even when we're out on the town and we're on travel. But some of that it will be tax deductible. Some of it is a reimbursement, and it is not tax deductible. Some of your house expenses is tax deductible if you've set up your house and you've got your office and exclusively for your office. And, you know, you can find out more about this from Ron. You can go to the IRS website. Anything that you use for demonstrations, this goes back to your auto ship. Part of your auto ship could be tax deductible 100%. Now, your personal use, stuff that you use personally that you would buy whether or not you are in or out of the compensation plan is not tax deductible. Okay, only the stuff that you're marketing is tax deductible. Some of your vehicle expenses, if not all of them, could be tax deductible. Entertainment cost is tax deductible. Office supplies, internet, telephone, typical stuff there. Is all tax deductible. If you're using child labor, and I say that tongue in cheek, but if you're paying your kids to help you do your business, that's tax deductible. I suggest not paying them an allowance. Put your kids to work, no matter what age they are. Let them earn a little bit of money. It's all tax deductible. Okay. Make sure you're getting outside advice. This is big. All of the tax advice you get is tax deductible. You know, straight across the board. This is the power behind what we're talking about here. And, you know, it may be that some of you look at, but you know, Troy, this isn't really motivational. No, it's not. This is nuts and bolts training. Has been through Mary's complete book here. I think a lot of times people that quit their network marketing profession, quit a home-based business, period. I don't care what you do. They quit their internet marketing. They quit because they don't understand that they truly are in business for themselves. I have a successful family business. The holding company is called Deep South Companies. We have a successful consulting firm underneath that. We have a successful internet business under that. We have Paige's literary business under that. My two teenage daughters this year are working to create their own website to do some of their own videos on some products from network marketing companies, on makeup, skincare, stuff like that. All that's run underneath the company, the family holding company. We deduct through all of that. I also work as the SVP of a SaaS cloud computing company that has three different marketing channels, a network marketing division we call our business network, our tech network where we deal strictly with techs that work inside the tech industry, and we have a nonprofit side. So I work for that company, and I facilitate as we're launching this, as we're getting it out there, as we're moving it forward. Some things we were able to do and deduct, and the family business, which is mostly run by my son now. We'll meet on morning times, usually is when we meet. He goes over what's going on, and we know where the business is rolling. With my corporate position, I'm constantly on the phone, constantly working, keeping track. Here's why I'm bringing this up. If you run more than one business, then you need to figure out, am I running it all under one umbrella, or is there two different things? If you work, maybe you work as an independent rep for a company, like an insurance company, a pharmaceutical company, a copier company, something like that, and that will be run separately than what your network marketing or your direct selling business might be. You've got to keep complete records of both. You've got to know where your money's coming in, where it's not. Maybe you're a network marketer and you say, Troy, I know you're not a big fan of multiple streams of income, but I work a multiple stream of income philosophy. Okay, if that's what you do, keep meticulous records so that you see which one of your income streams is making money and which one is losing money. See, too many times we get into business and we don't take the time to analyze where we're at and what we're doing. It just doesn't happen. So be cautious. I've got friends of mine that have successful network marketing companies, and they've launched either new brands or new subsidiaries. They keep meticulous track record of what's happening, where it's going, what's going on. That's the key to success, straight across the board. That's what we have to do. Folks, it's been fun. I don't want to belabor the point. I know it's a little earlier shutting down today than usual, but you know, this is pretty black and white here. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about turning on to technology, my passion. We're going to go a little deeper in what you need to look at, what you need to do there. This phenomenal book, Make Your First Million in Network Marketing, proven techniques you can use to achieve financial success. It's great. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here tomorrow morning with us on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.